The modern world has pushed for control over science, societal parameters, and medicine. It would be fair to say the world we live in is not a just one. The state of the majority of mankind's mental and physical health is not in harmony due to the pressures, chasing financial security, trying to seek independence from governmental rules and medical impositions. Most countries suffer an increase in diseases and a lessening of immunity to them, perhaps due to imposed medical treatments from the past. From a homeopathic point of view, cure from disease occurs when the immune system is aided to cure problems by the correct remedy/medicine that works with it rather than suppressing symptoms. Section 11, 6th edition. When a person falls ill, it is only this spiritual, self-acting, automatic, vital force, everywhere present in his organism, that is primarily deranged by the dynamic influence upon it of a morbific agent inimical to life. It is only the vital force, deranged to such an abnormal state, that can furnish the organism with its disagreeable sensations, and incline it to the irregular processes which we call disease. For, as a power invisible in itself, and only cognizable by its effects on the organism, its morbid derangement only makes itself known by the manifestation of disease in the sensations and functions of those parts of the organism exposed to the senses of the observer and physician, that is, by morbid symptoms, and in no other way can it make itself known. Section 17, 6th edition. Now, as in the cure affected by the removal of the whole of the perceptible signs and symptoms of the disease, the internal alteration of the vital principle to which the disease is due, consequently the whole of the disease, is at the same time removed, one it follows that the physician has only to remove the whole of the symptoms in order, at the same time, to abrogate and annihilate the internal change, that is to say, the morbid derangement of the vital force, consequently the totality of the disease itself. 2. But when the disease is annihilated, the health is restored, and this is the highest, the sole aim of the physician who knows the true object of his mission, which consists not in learned, sounding prating, but in giving aid to the sick. Section 19. Now, as diseases are nothing more than alterations in the state of health of the healthy individual which express themselves by morbid signs, and the cure is also only possible by a change to the healthy condition of the state of health of the diseased individual, it is very evident that medicines could never cure disease if they did not possess the power of altering man's state of health, which depends on sensations and functions. Indeed, that their curative power must be owing solely to this power they possess of altering man's state of health. So these are the things a homeopath should be working towards. To find the most similar remedy to facilitate a curative change within the sick person. Section 153, 6th edition. In this search for a homeopathic specific remedy, that is to say, in this comparison of the collective symptoms of the natural disease with the list of symptoms of known medicines, in order to find among these an artificial morbific agent corresponding by similarity to the disease to be cured, the more striking, singular, uncommon and peculiar, characteristic, signs and symptoms one of the case of disease are chiefly and most solely to be kept in view, for it is more particularly these that very similar ones in the list of symptoms of the selected medicine must correspond to, in order to constitute it the most suitable for effecting the cure. The more general and undefined symptoms, loss of appetite, headache, debility, restless sleep, discomfort, and so forth, demand but little attention when of that vague and indefinite character, if they cannot be more accurately described, as symptoms of such a general nature are observed in almost every disease and from almost every drug. Hahnemann taught how. The IHM continually promotes the working methodology.